Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The driver of a U-Haul truck that crashed through security barriers across the street from the White House has been detained. Officials say the incident happened last night around Lafayette Square. There were no injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel. It's unclear if the crash was intentional, but the cause is under investigation. The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would scrap the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. The House is expected to vote this week on a resolution to overturn the program that would provide up to $20,000 in relief funds for eligible student loan borrowers. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the legality of the program in the coming months. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with President Biden yesterday to continue discussions on the country's looming debt default status.
The two will resume talks on how to avoid a catastrophic debt default as the clock ticks down toward the June 1st deadline. McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call the White House had arranged as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit. McCarthy describes the conversation as productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned a U.S. default could happen as soon as next Thursday if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. I'm Skip Kelly.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and New York City Mayor Eric Adams are urging the federal government to move quickly to authorize working papers for illegal immigrants seeking to work in the USA. The two spoke out yesterday saying there are thousands of farm, food service, and cleaning jobs available statewide. Adams says right now an underground market has been created where the migrants are being exploited and unable to pay taxes. The TSA reports they are ready for this three-day weekend to celebrate Memorial Day. Approximately 2.6 million air passengers are expected starting Friday. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A suspected AI-generated photo of a fake explosion at the Pentagon spread rapidly on social media yesterday. The fake photo, which showed smoke billowing outside the Pentagon, was broadcast by Russian state media with claims that the explosion had occurred at the complex. The Arlington County Fire Department quickly tweeted a message debunking the hoax photo, but not before a brief sell-off in the U.S. stock market. Sorry, ladies, but one of the world's wealthiest bachelors is off the market.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who happens to be the third richest man in the world, is now engaged to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question while the two were sailing around Europe. Bezos and Sanchez have been dating since 2019, following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott after 24 years of marriage. His net worth, by the way, $138 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
A second IRS whistleblower in the criminal investigation of the first son, Hunter Biden, was announced yesterday in documents sent to Congress following the sudden dismissal of the entire team investigating President Biden's son for tax fraud and related crimes. The new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS's International Tax and Finance Crimes Group. The agent joins his supervisor, who plans to testify behind closed doors before the House Ways and Means Committee Friday. Today is officially National Drinking with Chickens Day. If you're a non-drinker, it's also National Taffy Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, when it comes to the government, we are the government. Sometimes it takes longer than we thought. Like, for example, if you're ready for this, is that Pennsylvania found some, thousands, in fact, of illegal voter registrations, and they got to pay up to a watchdog to take care of them. That would be Judicial Watch. Dr. Paul Kengor from said state is with us right now. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Well, good, Bill, I guess. You know, this stuff's pretty embarrassing, you know, for a Pennsylvanian. But, you know, Philadelphia and our unions and, you know, the Democrats, they've been at this for, you know, about 100 years.
Well, I'm surprised, pleasantly so, I got to tell you, that Pennsylvania officials fessed up. And they admitted that five counties did not maintain clean voter registration rolls as required by federal law. I didn't even know that there was a federal law saying that you were supposed to have clean voter rolls.
Well, it's after the fact, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, the damage is already done. And, you know, if your team, cheats and wins the Super Bowl and but the Super Bowl is already over and they gave the Lombardi trophy to somebody else, you know, it's like, whoops, sorry about that.
Everybody got bonus pay and their rings, right?
And I'd also like some retroactive apologies to all the people, you know, who got canceled on Twitter and everywhere else for, you know, having any questions about election fraud in Pennsylvania, which, you know, all of a sudden when you question election fraud in Pennsylvania, people say, oh, how dare you say this? You're an election denier, right? Well, no, this happens in every election in Pennsylvania. And of course, the Democrats were squawking and complaining about the 2016 election being stolen by, you know, Trump and the Russians working against their beloved Hillary. That's one of the reasons that they hate Putin so much and hang up Ukraine flags alongside their gay pride flags, right? Because they convinced themselves in 2016 that Hillary was ripped off because Trump colluded with the Ruskies. We know that wasn't true. And of course, you go back to 2000.
Yeah, after what? About $100 million worth of the people's money, three investigations,
and they're still
debating it, right?
Yeah,
amazing.
And you go back to 2000, and they complained back then that George W. Bush stole the election in Florida, right? You know, bushwhacked by the Supremes, right?
Hanging chads.
Right, and then 2020, anybody has any questions in 2020? I went to bed at election night in Pennsylvania with something I'd never seen before in my life. The Republican nominee for president up by 600,000 votes. It was just unbelievable. I mean, normally, if the Republican's going to win Pennsylvania, you know, when you go to bed, he's trailing by a couple thousand, and then maybe he catches the Democrat, you know, as the county votes come in, you know, in between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. But this time, the Republican was up by 600,000. It was impossible for him to lose with that kind of a, or at least it seems so. But there were all these mail-in ballots that were still out there, apparently a million of them, 2 million, maybe 3 million.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And of them, you know, just turned out, you know, the vast majority apparently were Democratic ballots. I mean, people say, well, you know, the mail-in people tend to vote Democrat more than they do Republican. Okay. All right. By how much? 90 to 10%?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's one of those statistical classes you take when, you know, is it possible? Is it probable? Is it fact? Right. It just doesn't measure up. I mean, it doesn't get outside of the possibility of it. There's no probability. Yeah. And the thing is, for all the money they've spent to deny Trump, we haven't spent dime one to even affirm that the 2020 election was legit, have we?
No, and not in Pennsylvania at all. I remember getting an email from somebody. I wrote a piece for American Spectator on this back in 2020, got an enormous number of hits. And one person wrote into me and said, well, you know, this is easy to explain. In Philadelphia, Joe Biden probably got, you know, the vast majority of votes or something like that. And I said, well, the Democrat always gets the vast majority of votes. They tend to win Philadelphia about 90 to 10%. And what was remarkable about 2020 is that Donald Trump actually got like 20% of the votes in Philadelphia. Right. And if someone had told you that before the election, you said, oh, wow.
Yeah, how does he lose?
He's going to win Pennsylvania in a landslide.
Exactly.
You know, the only thing that we could think of that this would make sense is like suburban white women who didn't like Trump, you know, coming out for Joe Biden, and maybe people on the Democratic side hating Trump so much that they came out in overwhelming numbers for No Enthusiasm Joe, who campaigned from his basement and couldn't hold a rally with, you know, more than a dozen people. Yeah.
Paul, help me out. Would you hate somebody so badly that you would just excuse all the foibles of the other contestant? I mean, what are the suburban women that stupid that they could not figure out who Joe Biden was, smelling all these kids' hair and women's hair and all this freaky stuff he's doing? And so what? And so if they didn't all understand and get Hunter Biden's laptop, I don't go along with this idea that the suburban women are that stupid, or that the suburban women were the ones that decided for Fetterman. I mean,
right? Oh yeah, yeah. And the Fetterman one is really well, I could tell you what I think happened with Fetterman in that case, and Fetterman, of course, was 2022, so that wasn't 2020. Although, well, in Fetterman's case too, Bill, it was massive mail-in balloting that had taken place. And. And by the time that Fetterman's people actually let him debate by Dr. Oz, and at that point, Fetterman literally could barely read from the teleprompter that he was being permitted to use for his opening statement. At that point, there were already about a million mail-in ballots that were in. Right?
They were already in, yeah, exactly. And then, of course, then you find out, according to Judicial Watch and their filing, of course, it took them, 2.5 years to get this thing adjudicated. But like you said, the damage is already done. And you're talking, you know, over 100,000 ballots that are flying out.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there. So this is a hot mess. But, you know, they got away with it. And we'll see what happens. You know, it was interesting because I was talking with Cal Thomas, the beloved conservative syndicated columnist. He's written a new book. And he holds the storyline that most people do, saying, well, you know, if there was any veracity in it, the courts would have picked it up. And I didn't want to go down that rabbit hole, because you know as well as I do why the courts have not picked up the issue of you know, 2020.
Well, and especially in Pennsylvania, where the Supreme Court is partisan, right along partisan line.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But look what's happening. Look what's happening in Arizona, though. I mean, I don't know. There could be some, you know, a portent of encouragement with, you know, what's going on there with Carrie Lake.
Possibly so.
Because that's what cheaters do, right? Cheaters cheat still? Is that still the case?
Well, look at it. Look how Florida did it with the Stamets. I mean, you need to fix this stuff ahead of time. And Georgia too. You're going to get called racist for it, but you need to get it. You need to get it fixed up ahead of time.
Going to break. More from Dr. Paul after this.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports show that Afghanistan is on the brink of a mental health catastrophe for young girls, some of whom have been forced out of school and into arranged marriages. Many women are pushing back against this restrictive regime, but with so much opposition and not much outside help, most are growing despondent. The Tide Ministry radio broadcasts directly reach listeners to share the truth of the gospel, that they are loved by a God who sent his own son to die for them. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them and themselves in a different light. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Here it is, slowly but surely. The truth is coming out, just like everything that has to do with Trump and all these investigations, millions of dollars of our money being spent. Imagine that, you know, to come after Trump. And then they find out, well, there's nothing there after three investigations. And, of course, Judicial Watch scores another win for we the people, convinces, well, actually forced Pennsylvania to adhere to federal law. And they removed 178,258 ineligible registrations in response to communications from Judicial Watch. Not only communications, but a lot of heat for the federal government, Dr. Paul Kengor. And, you know, so that's a lot of people. And what did Trump lose? Lose Pennsylvania, by 12, 15,000 votes or something?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. I think it was a little more than that. But
might have been 20, but I mean, yeah. Most of them, whether it was Georgia, Arizona, all within that range, somewhere between 15,000-20,000 votes. And,
the bigger question, yeah, the bigger number is how many mail-in ballots were there? And, mm-hmm. and that was something that I really struggled to get a handle on. I mean, we were told, and back at the time for American Spectator, I remember writing different articles on this bill as it was developing. We thought there were maybe 1 million ballots. And then I think the night of, if I remember this correctly, the night of the vote, CNN might have said 1.6 million mail-in ballots were out there. And then maybe somebody else, AP or Fox, said 1.8, 2 million. And that number just magically kept going up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, there's 2.2 million.
Yeah, feels like maybe 2. Yeah, maybe feel like 2 million or whatever's necessary. And they go, well
that's right.
The mail-in ballots and everything like that exceeds the population. Ah, don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry. You know, why worry about that?
Well, and the most frustrating thing, too, is the numbers keep going up as Biden kept catching Trump, right? And it's like, we got a little bit more out there still. A little bit more. Biden has taken the lead. Oh, hey, all the mail-in ballots have been counted. It's over, right?
Yes.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
It's over now. So, and again, you do the math on it, and you realize that Biden probably had to get like literally 80% of the mail-in ballots, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the defenders will say, well, again, that's because the mail-in ballots tend to lean Democrat. Not by that much, they don't. Philadelphia was 80%, right? In this one, and again, that was actually pretty good for Donald Trump. So it's the kind of thing that just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, am I saying that meant that they cheated? No, I'm not. I don't know. And that's the really frustrating thing about it. But I know this, that in the European Union, right, all the countries in the European Union ban mail-in ballot.
Right.
because it's a situation that's rife with fraud.
You know, the thing is that cracks me up about all this, Paul, is that we're so sensitive. We don't want to call them, you know, liars or thieves or anything like that. Although DeRoy Murdoch just flat out calls it out. You know, they're the party of voter fraud. We're genteel.
Well, they are.
And we want to be respectful and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, wait a minute. This is what they cause you, you know, to believe about themselves. I mean, how do you believe anything else? I mean, if they were serious, if they had any concern about their reputation whatsoever, it's obvious they don't. If they did, then they'd come back. Oh, Paul, let me show you. Bill, let me show you. Here's how it happened. No, we don't get that. This is amazing. And then you get, like I said, you know, like here's Cal Thomas. Cal Thomas, smart guy. And he goes, well, his logic says if there was any merit whatsoever, the courts would pick it up. Really?
Yeah, no. And even if the courts did pick it up, you can't. And this is, I guess, sort of a valid point that can help liberals out there listening who don't like what we're saying. Even if you could prove a case of fraud in a county or two or a city in Pennsylvania, right? Then what do you do with Arizona and Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and the whole thing is just so vast, right? But I'll come back and say this. It's a very simple thing, Bill. When you go to vote, you present an ID.
Right.
You show up and you present. This is the way that it should be. When I go in to vote here in my little township in Mercer County, Pennsylvania, I walk in and the old ladies from the League of Women Voters say, oh, hi, Dr. Kengor. We know who you're voting for, right? And they all kind of laugh and snicker.
Right, yeah.
And then I walk up and you know what they say to me? Okay, ID.
Right.
So I reach into my, they all know who I am, right? But they ask me for my ID. So I pull out and I'm like, sure, good. I said, and I thank them for asking me for my ID. And then I pull it out, and they pull out this hard copy, and they look, and they say, wait, there's two Paul Kengors. I said, well, that's my son. Oh, he's Paul A. Kengor. All right, you're Paul G. Kengor. Okay, oh, yeah, your son was already in here. He signed. Okay, sign right here, Dr. Kengor. And then I sign, and then I go through, do the paper ballots. They have a thing. They have a copy of it. That's the way that it should be done. And I don't look at them and say, well, you bunch of white supremacists, you know, you old racist, right? Yeah. This is common sense.
Exactly.
It's what you do. It is so the unions, who in this state have been the fraudsters for, you know, 150 years, you know, can't get into this stuff and muck it all up.
That's
this
right.
Common sense. And then when something like, you know, 2020 happens and people have suspicions and they share them, you know, and it is classic for the Democrats, right? Who've been questioning presidential elections 2000 with Bush, 2016 with Trump and Hillary.
Then well, they've impeached. You know, they've impeached every. In the modern era, they've impeached every Republican, you know, that won. So it's just it's par for the course is what they do, you know, sadly. But meanwhile, you know, we're left. And what's so disgusting is that you've got half the country, you know, wondering, just going, OK, well, you can't say anything. All right. So you just leave it alone and just, you know, pretend. But meanwhile, you know, the economy and everything else about the government or national security is going to hell in a handbasket. And you just go, oh, my gosh, I know, how much longer can we put up with this? All right. Well, enough of that. I do want to talk about what you've written, and which I think is quite interesting, is Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
I guess she's converted here now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. She's had a kind of Saul on the road to Damascus conversion. So she is the WNBA hoops star who back in February 2022 was busted for trying to take weed, dope, hashish, cannabis oil, and vaping cartridges into Moscow, into Yekaterinburg, actually. And I tell people listening right now, if people on your show have enough common sense to know better, right, than apparently Brittany does. Maybe she was high when she was thinking about this. But if you're traveling to Russia, folks, don't try to bring in pot, all right? That's a bad idea. So she goes in there, and they threw her in jail, and they were threatening to send her to a Russian penal colony for 9 years. They put her in what she and her lawyers described as a cage. The Biden administration was working to get her out, you know, because she's a poster girl for the LGBTQ community, which is Biden's most important beloved constituency. And they eventually went to the point where you just see Putin and folks over there licking their chops, thinking, oh, we've got a sucker in the White House, man. What can we do here? So they did a prisoner swap where they traded Brittany for Victor Bout, a Russian arms dealer and terrorist who we were holding for 25 years in prison. And Biden traded him for Brittany Griner. So, you know, Griner's now back, you know, smoking weed with her, you know, quote-unquote wife here in America. And Victor Bout went right back into Russia and into the Ukraine, where he's providing weapons to the Russians to kill innocent Ukrainian civilians.
Yeah, why not?
So all those liberals in America who hang up their Ukraine flags and next to their gay pride flags,
right,
they could enjoy that. But,
yeah, but what about Paul? Anyway. But what about Paul Whelan, the former U.S. Marine? He's been there, what, 8 years?
Well, one positive story, I'll say this, and then we're running out of time, but Griner is now back in America and now says that she will stand for the national anthem. She suddenly has a new respect for the country, and I guess that's what it took, right?
I guess that's what it took. Yeah, but meanwhile, we ignore Paul Whelan. Just again, just to remind everybody that he's been sitting on ice for years there. He's a senior director and chief academic fellow for the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Dr. Paul Kengor. Thank you, Paul.
T-Mobile has launched a game-changing plan to shake up the wireless phone market with the launch of Go 5G+. With carriers extending their device contracts to a staggering 36 months, customers have been left feeling vulnerable to carriers' rate hikes. Go 5G Plus guarantees that both new and existing customers get the same great device deals and are upgrade-ready every 2 years. Plus, it comes with $270 in added value each month for families. Go 5G Plus also includes price lock guarantee, meaning T-Mobile won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data. Taxes and fees will apply. For a limited time, this plan can save families of three about $500 a year compared to other wireless premium plans. T-Mobile makes it easy to switch with their easy unlock offer. Hand in an old locked phone and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give customers a brand new phone up to $830 in value. Go 5G Plus is the ultimate solution for anyone looking for more flexibility, freedom, and value in their wireless plan. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
USA News Update. The driver of a U-Haul truck that crashed through security barriers across the street from the White House has been detained. Officials say the incident happened last night around Lafayette Square. There were no injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel. It's unclear if the crash was intentional, but the cause is under investigation. The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would scrap the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program. The House is expected to vote this week on a resolution to overturn the program that would provide up to $20,000 in relief funds for eligible student loan borrowers. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The TSA reports they are ready for this three-day weekend to celebrate Memorial Day. Approximately 2.6 million air passengers are expected starting Friday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Paul Wayland's actually been in Russian prison, you know, for 5 years, not 8 years, but regardless, long time. And here's somebody who served our country, and he's still there. But Brittany Griner, because she was a poster child for the agenda of the Biden administration, they were able to get her out in record time, to say the least. Anyway, that aside, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, time for my my good friend, man of God, Jeff Kemp, joins us now. And we're going to talk about that. He sent me this video, and I wish we could play it, but he's going to describe it. And this is, you know, the great dad challenge. You had the likes of Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw, Steve Largent, and many other football greats, you know, talking about what it means to be a dad and how they took up the responsibility. Jeff Kemp, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing? Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, thanks for sending that video. That is really inspiring. We've got to link it on our website so people can check it out for themselves, you know, if that's okay, if we can get permission on that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, because I'd love to do it. But, you know, tell our audience about this Great Dad Challenge.
Well, context. I'm a part of a network of fathering organizations that mentor and strengthen and give tips and coach and have small groups to strengthen fathering and get fathers engaged. Dads of all types, single dads, teen dads, divorced dads, busy dads are trying to, you know, make sure that their career doesn't steal their priority of raising their kids. Mm-hmm. And one of our partners and peers is a guy named Blake Brewer. Mm-hmm. And Blake has a mission. It's actually a for-profit business called Legacy Letter Challenge. And he trains dads and goes around to corporations and other places on how they can write letters to their kids that describe what they think of their child, how they love their child, how they value their child, what they see as good traits in their child. it's really kind of a blessing letter.
Exactly.
I was going to say,
Jeff, you know, to that point, you know, I did that with my kids, and I'd had some training and exposure to, you know, from Scripture, how important it is to receive a blessing from the Father. And, man, I'm telling you, it really, you know, it spread throughout our church like a wildfire in a very positive way. And you could sense the kids who, you know, when they came to church, you know, the following week, how they were affected. You know, their sense of confidence in that was, it was so notable.
Yeah, it's huge. So anyway, Blake is, you know, 24/7 all year long. He's helping dads. And I think you can find him through legacyletterchallenge.com or .org. I'm sure it'll come up when you Google Legacy Letter Challenge. But he has been running this special, a Great Dad Challenge during the month of May and June. And what he did was he got a hold of five NFL players. Some of them retired, and one of them recently playing. They are Hall of Famer Steve Largent, future Hall of Famer Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Famer and broadcaster, Super Bowl winning quarterback Brad Johnson, and Super Bowl winning Usama Young is his name.
Right.
Anyway, he interviewed them and kind of had them tell stories and give nuggets of fathering wisdom they've learned through the years. And then Blake, you know, feeds out these cool videos like the one that I sent you that you're going to post on your website, just with really great, practical, encouraging tips and reminders and lessons. These guys aren't perfect and they don't act like they are. Just to say, Dad, you count. You matter.
That's right.
Why don't you do more of this, you know? Be careful not to do this.
Yeah.
So it's good. And if you want, you know, I can give you a few of the tips that these dads.
Yeah, we'll expand on that. But again, I want to reinforce the fact that, hey, you know, we may look up to these gentlemen because here they are. They're stars. We've seen them on the weekends. You know, we've grown up with some of these characters. And here they are, just like the rest of us, trying to be a dad and figure it out, right? So though they may have, you know, Super Bowl championships as part of their legacy, hey, they're still like the rest of us, you know, putting our pants on one leg at a time and dealing with our kids and trying not to do any damage, right?
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes when you present encouragement and tips and coaching to men, they already kind of feel in their conscience a little bit of, I'm not doing well enough. My wife's disappointed with me, or, you know, my ex-wife is disappointed with me, or I'm going to get beat up if I go listen to this talk on fatherhood. But a man's biggest fear is failure. And I want to kind of just calibrate things to begin with. Wherever you are, you can apologize for the past and get better going forward. And that's all that matters, is going forward. If you're humble and admit you haven't done the best job and ask your kids, hey, how can I love you better? What would you like to see more out of me as a dad? Man, you're going to get some great coaching if you stay humble and listen to it. But, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, a pro athlete, gets to go to the NFL, famous, young, single. He had a couple missteps and dumb stuff in his early years. And some people may still hold things against him, which is a shame when we hold judgments against people. But Ben Roethlisberger became an incredible anchor to the Pittsburgh Steelers, a great leader, got married. I know him from having spent a weekend with him. He is totally committed to his wife and his kids. Here's Ben's thing. He said, my most important thing is my marriage. My very first team is my marriage. My wife and I need to stay on the same page in parenting our kids. We need to be a united front. They need to see how much I love her to feel secure. That is one of the most mature statements I've heard. You're not going to love your kids less because you date your wife, kiss your wife, hug your wife, apologize to your wife in front of the kids. Showing that solidarity is the best thing you can do to love your kids. Thank you, Ben Roethlisberger, for that maturity.
What a great nugget. That's awesome right there, too. Because, you know, that's the first principle situation when you come to the family. What's most important? And what will happen? Yeah, what will happen? Just real quick, what will happen as you live life, you lose sight, you know, and you may get off track. But if you know what first principles are, then you realize, okay, got to reset. Reset back to first principle. What's the most important thing we're doing here, honey? Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. We're agreeing. And then we can move forward, right?
Yeah. And I'll speak to the divorced dad or the guy that isn't married to the mother of the children, or the awkwardness sometimes of being in a blended family. You need to be respectful and communicate to try to be on the same page with the mother of the children.
Yeah.
And if you're remarried, that's most complicated because you need to be most in sync with your present wife. And when the kids are with you in the home, the two of you need to be in agreement. That's the number one team. But you don't just diss or ignore the birth mom.
Right.
You need to maintain relationship with her to be as united as you can, as civil as you can. Okay?
Exactly.
So that's a more of a balancing act for the guy in a blended family.
Right.
But even if you're not married to the mother of the child, you do want to work together for their benefit. So
exactly. About a minute left here, Jeff. Go ahead.
Your parenting team, mother and father communicating is super important.
Okay.
The second thing I want to point out is a lot of guys are damaged by their dad, and not having dealt with that damage or that bitterness actually kind of binds them and holds them back from being the best they can be with their kids. Steve Largent in the Great Dad Challenge, he explained how his dad left the family at 6, didn't even see Steve, so Steve went to pro football, and then he started asking for tickets. And Steve was kind enough to give tickets, but eventually his wife and a close friend said, Steve, you haven't dealt with your bitterness and unforgiveness to your dad. And Steve, to his credit, and because of his faith, went to his dad, apologized for his attitudes, which was like 1% of the problem, and forgave his dad. That story is amazing, and it sets Steve free to be the best dad possible with his 4 kids.
Can you imagine? Well, check it out. We're going to have it linked on our site, on our website, The Great Dad Challenge. Jeff Kemp, as always, God bless you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingaroner. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch.
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Sam's Corner. Yes, if you go to BillMartinezShow.com right there, Sam's Corner, her nice, gorgeous face is right there, highlighting all these great stories that she pulls up. It's amazing. You know, the searches that she goes through in order to report all these viral videos that are available. So if you miss one or just get a part of one, then by all means go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com and you'll be in the flow of the know, catch up and see if it doesn't put a smile on your face. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this morning?
Hey, you know, getting through it, you know, we're just having as much fun as we can. As we're allowed to, you know, that's just the way we roll. You know how that goes. Anyway, I want to talk about this first story. I mean, this is incredible. These Colombian children, you know, found alive in the jungle. And this is weeks after a plane crash. Can you imagine the parents of these kids, what they must have gone through? I mean, for weeks. Wondering, you know, what the heck happened with their kids, and they find them, you know, weeks later. It's amazing.
That's right. So this is back on May 1st. You know, the plane issued, you know, an alert. They're saying Mayday due to engine failure when this plane is crashing. So the military was notified, and they, you know, they started these extensive search efforts. This was a smaller plane, and unfortunately, the three adults on the plane did not survive. But the four children, ages 13, 9, 4, and 11 months old, somehow survived the plane crash. And then they don't just survive the plane crash. They survived for 2 weeks in the Colombian jungle, which I just, I mean,
I
can't imagine the the trauma that they felt or, you know, wondering. I thought that 13-year-old must have really taken charge because, you know, by far the oldest and taking care. I mean, 11 months old, that's just a baby, you know, so it's not like these are children that are all capable of helping do things. Like, you know, you have a little innocent, like, I'm thinking, how do you even feed a baby and keep them alive for 2 weeks in the jungle? How do you
exactly
do that?
Right. And,
but,
you know, maybe being around parents and observing and then, you know, just the, you know, as they say, the mother of invention is driven by the need or desperation, right?
That's right. And, you know, they ate the fruit to survive and the improvised shelters, and which these ended up leading the rescuers to the children. And it's just, you know, I pray for their mental well-being and recovery and I'd be interested to hear their story one day of how they did it. And I hope they know how strong they are to have overcome what they did, because that's just amazing. And we're just so happy they're alive.
Yeah, that's something, you know, like you say, that's within them. And they may not be able to express, but here they were, you know, able to do that. And what an encouragement to other, I think, other young people to see, hey, you know, what would you do if you were in that situation? You know, because
right.
You don't know. You don't know until, you know, you find yourself in something like that and being, you know, as desperate as they are. And then also having the, you know, the will and the capacity to think about, okay, it's not just about me. It's everybody else involved, too, right? Because they had, as a group, you know, to survive, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, so not only do you lose the three adults that you're with, and then you have this plane crash, but then you think they had to keep surviving. They had no idea when they would be rescued. They didn't know if it'd be 2 weeks or months or, you know, they just did what they had to do. And it's amazing how resourceful they were. I'd be very interested in how
now, they... Now, did they stay close to the plane, Sam, or did they find them wandering around?
So, I'm not sure. If they stayed close to the plane, I hope they didn't go too far. But, you know, of course, it took them a couple weeks of looking to be able to find them. So I'm not sure how close they ended up being to the plane. But I know that's one of the things they always tell you if you're in a situation like that. You're supposed to stay close to either the plane or your car if it gets broken down on the side of the road. Or,
because that's your first form of shelter. You know, if it isn't blown up or anything like that, you can kind of shelter in place, so to speak, you know, so you got some covering there from some of the elements. But anyway, this next story, speaking of life-saving CPR rescues, you got this involves a baby, huh?
Oh, yes. This is just a two-month-old baby. His name is Laker Carlson, and he has spina bifida. And a couple weeks ago, his dad gets a phone call from his mom. His dad's name is Matthew Carlson. He gets a phone call from Laker's mom, and she was just absolutely panicking. She called him 10 times just trying to get a hold of him, and she said he's not breathing. There's water coming out of his nose. There's blood coming out of his nose. It's a bad situation. So, you know, they called the ambulance, and by the time they got there, the sheriff's office, they said there's no signs of life. You know, Sergeant Jonte Slack, he thought, there's just no way. You know, it's an emotional situation, and they start performing chest compressions on this little boy. And they did it for about 15 minutes and were able to get him to breathe again. And, you know, this is just one of those times where you just thank God for first responders and for them being trained, knowing what to do. This is one of the things I always tell you when we read stories like this, like we all need to know CPR. That's one of those things that we could all know, and hopefully none of us ever need it. But if we do, you know, just it's the difference between life and death. And
yeah, saves lives. There's no doubt about it. In this particular case, I mean, again, you and I always talk about the right person who's there. Now, some people would have taken and said, okay, well, they said the baby's gone, you know, so there's no, we're not going to do anything extreme. We'll just, you know, take him away. But you had somebody there that's, you know, decided to fight on behalf of this young child and, you know, and persist with the rescue and revive the child. I mean, you know, this is like nothing short of a miracle.
Oh, exactly. You know, I hadn't thought about that. If it had been the wrong person to show up, it's just kind of like, you know, well, that's just it. This is too late, and, you know, and to go on for 15 minutes, especially, oh, my gosh, just my heart, you know, thinking about being a new parent and everything and how fragile.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going, this must hit close to home, you know, with you, with Paxton, and anybody that has a young child, you know. But, again, this is a thing that comes up consistently in your reporting. It's like the right person at the right time that steps up. And saves a life. This is so cool. Now, this next story. Wow. Have you ever thought of climbing Mount Everest?
Not me personally, but I'm always amazed at people who do.
Yeah, they do this. And now you got this guy. He's a vet. He's a double amputee. And that mountain's not that big. I can handle it. He climbs Mount Everest, right? He reaches the summit.
How cool. You know, I was kind of wondering, like, did he have, because he had both of his legs amputated, and I'm wondering, like, what special considerations you have to make for climbing a mountain with those temperatures. You know, their temperatures are so cold that he had boiling water as he's going up. It was actually frozen before they could drink it. But his name's Hari Buddha Magar, and he actually, he's with the Gurkha unit of the British military, and he was in Afghanistan when he lost both of his legs in an explosion. And this is years ago. And where he was from originally, people always kind of looked down on others with disabilities. It was kind of like, you must have spent in a past life, or there's something, you know, it's like you're...
It's amazing,
Yes. And so whenever he first lost both of his legs, you know, he kind of spiraled down into a depression, and he began drinking a lot. And, you know, eventually he decides to change his life, and he decides to climb Mount Everest. And he had to actually, you know, fight to get the rules changed, because usually they were not allowing amputees to climb the mountain because they're worried about having to go up and rescue people, you know.
Of course. Right, exactly.
Even on his way up, he said he saw them bringing down two bodies. So this is, you know, this is something that people are able to do more safely now, but it's still a dangerous adventure. And he was able to make it. And I think that if he could do that, I'm sure he believes he could do anything. He's actually planning to go back to Afghanistan to the spot that he lost his legs to say thank you, because it changed his life for the better in the end, he thinks. So...
How cool is that?
Isn't that just a crazy?
That's just amazing. Now, this next one, you got a Florida man, and he figures while Biden is in office, he's going to live underwater, huh? He's not
that's
done
great.
Yet. I'm just kidding. But no, he's literally, but he's living underwater, and says he sticks his head out like Punxsutawney Phil, and says, "Oh, Biden's still in office. I'm back under again," you know.
That's right. So, so Joseph Dayton, he just celebrated his 74th birthday residing in the Undersea Lodge. He's been submerged since May 1st, and he doesn't plan to come out until June, so he goes by Dr. Deep Sea, and he's eating a protein-heavy meal, you know, meals while he's down there, and he's actually doing this, the previous record for living under the water was 73 days and 34 minutes, and he's beat that. He plans to stay there till June 9th, which would be 100 days, so he's kind of well surpassing the previous record. And anyway, so he's doing medical and ocean research along with educational outreach, and he's down there. You can see scuba divers going down to visit. He's just 30 feet underneath. I wonder how, you know, he said the thing that he misses most is sunlight. I would really love to hear his story when he's done. I feel like a little claustrophobic just thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. For that length. No, I'm right with you. One story we won't be able to cover, but you can check it out at Sam's Corner, is a grandma, 93, and a grandson complete the goal of visiting all 63 U.S. national parks. You know, I thought about that, you know, visiting national parks, but they got all 63 in. Well, good for them. Again, she's infamous for Sam's Corner and these great viral videos that she shares with us every week. We do it, unlike videos, we do it via radio, so you get to use your imagination all the more. Samantha Mao has been with us. Hey, Sam, that's why you're the good news girl. Appreciate you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...